Good morning. It's Saturday, May 9th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. The American economy added 115,000 jobs in April, nearly double what economists had expected, even as higher fuel prices and disruptions linked to the Iran conflict continue to pressure consumers. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.3%, according to new figures from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Retail, transportation, and warehousing sectors led hiring gains, while financial markets reacted positively, lifting major stock indexes. Economists say the numbers suggest the labor market remains stable, though some warned growth could slow later this year as inflation and energy costs weigh on businesses. The Federal Reserve is now widely expected to keep interest rates unchanged for the near future. Another news. A deadly encounter in Montana has renewed concerns about bear safety in U.S. national parks. Authorities say a 33-year-old hiker from Florida was likely killed in a bear attack after disappearing in Glacier National Park earlier this week. Search crews discovered Anthony Polio's remains in a heavily wooded area, with injuries consistent with a bear encounter. Officials immediately closed nearby trails while investigators examined the scene. Glacier National Park is home to a large grizzly bear population and is often referred to as bear country. Experts say fatal attacks remain rare, but warn that bears can become more aggressive when they grow accustomed to human food sources near campsites and communities. The incident comes just days after two hikers were injured in a separate bear attack at Yellowstone National Park. Around the world, a fragile pause may be taking shape in the Russia-Ukraine war. U.S. President Donald Trump announced that Russia and Ukraine have agreed to a three-day ceasefire tied to Victory Day commemorations marking the Soviet defeat of Nazi Germany. The truce would also include a prisoner exchange involving 1,000 captives from each side. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed participation, while Russian state media reported Moscow's approval. The announcement follows days of escalating accusations, with both countries claiming repeated violations of earlier ceasefire efforts. Russia has warned Ukraine against disrupting military parades in Moscow, while drone strikes and airport shutdowns have continued near the border. U.S. officials say they remain open to mediating further talks, though Washington has cautioned patience is running thin without meaningful progress. Another news. Violence continues in southern Lebanon despite ongoing diplomatic efforts. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 20 people across southern Lebanon on Friday, according to Lebanese state media, as preparations continue for another round of negotiations between Israel and Lebanon in Washington next week. Among the dead was a civil defense rescuer in the town of Tora. Lebanese officials also reported strikes in Nabatay, Bint Jabal, and Sittin districts. Hezbollah responded by launching missiles toward an Israeli military base near Nahariya, saying the attack was retaliation for Israeli ceasefire violations. Despite a truce agreement reached earlier this year, clashes along the border have continued. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun says upcoming talks in Washington will focus on stabilizing the ceasefire and addressing ongoing security concerns. Another news. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is facing mounting political pressure after major election losses across the UK. Labour suffered heavy setbacks in local elections in England and parliamentary votes in Scotland and Wales, with many former strongholds swinging away from the party. The biggest gains went to Nigel Farage's Reform UK party, which picked up more than 700 council seats and strengthened its national profile. Starmer acknowledged voter frustration and admitted his government had made unnecessary mistakes, but insisted he would stay in office and continue pushing for economic reforms. Analysts say Britain's traditional two-party system is becoming increasingly fractured, with voters shifting toward nationalist, populist, and green parties. Despite the losses, Labour leaders have publicly backed Starmer and rejected calls for a leadership challenge. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.